Welcome back to the Aviva Fan Studio. Nathan Murphy, Alan Cawley and Keith Andrews with you. 3-0 to the Republic of Ireland at half-time. A hat-trick for Robbie Keane in the opening 17 minutes. And Alan, I think this is going exactly as you predicted.
Yeah, it's about as easy as it gets at international level, I suppose, Nathan. And I suppose we did. I suppose everyone predicted that it would be quite comfortable and hopefully we'd get a handsome victory. And that's certainly the way it's played out so far. They've been quite poor, especially defensively. They've been all over the place the first 10, 15 minutes. And we capitalised greatly. I think the flair players have showed up. Wes Hoolan involved in the goals. McGeady has done quite well. Even McLean out on the left has put a couple of decent balls into the box. And obviously Robbie getting the goals again. No surprise there. And for him to get a hat-trick as well, it's brilliant. So Martin O'Neill will be delighted at half-time, 3-0.
Keith, I think people will look and say, Robbie Keane getting a hat-trick against Gibraltar, typical. It's easy. Anyone can do it. But all the chances we've created have come through Robbie Keane. He's put himself in the positions.
Well, it's easy because he makes it look easy. You know, the way he's clinical in front of the goal, and barring his three goals, he's probably had one other sniff. James McLean has a good opportunity, good save from their keeper. Wes Hoolan had a header that he certainly should have hit the target from. But listen, Robbie Keane's there. He scores the goals. Everybody will expect him to score it, but it's easier said than done. And, you know, the strikers that we have on the bench this evening, I'm not so sure they would have took all those chances.
What's it like to play with Robbie?
At times very frustrating because he's very, very demanding. You know, he wants the ball all the time and sometimes he's not actually on, but such is his hunger and his greed, if, in a way, for goals, that he's a very, very demanding player to play with. But certainly if there's going to be an opportunity or a chance in the game, you want to fall into him.
Are there any areas of concern for Martin O'Neill from the opening 45 minutes?
I wouldn't say concern in terms of kind of defensively, have they caused us any problems, but I think from our own point of view, performance-wise, I think it was an opportunity for Gibson, we mentioned pre-match, and also Jeff Hendrick. And they haven't really stamped any authority on the midfield as such. I suppose they haven't had that in terms of that we've been quite comfortable going forward. But just in terms of them staking a claim towards Tuesday night's game, I don't think they've done themselves any favours. Not that they've played bad, but they just haven't done anything that of note, really. So maybe that's an area where he might look, because I'm sure there's still one position available amongst probably Whelan, Quinn, possibly A and other. So there's a place there for them, but I don't think they've done enough in this half.
Ireland flew out of the blocks, three goals in the opening 70 minutes. But since then, the game has sort of died a death a little. Poland did put seven past these. It could come down to goal difference this time next year. Does he bring on some subs quite early now and just try and rejuvenate the Ireland side and get the fire back in them again?
I just think make sure that we start the second half like we started the first half. You know, the opportunities are there. It's a game where we can go on and get seven goals. There's no doubt about that. Whether he needs to freshen it up after 15, 20 minutes, then maybe, certainly in the forward areas or the wide areas. But we just need to keep the tempo, move the ball a little bit quicker. We're too inclined to, when we bypass their midfield, just to check back out and just be content with keeping the ball. Where let's go and hurt them, let's get in behind it. You know, Alan's said it, Wes Hoolan's been the one that's really looking for those passes to dissect the back four. James McLean's a willing runner, Aidan McGeady as well. We've got some joy out of that, but I'd like to see a little bit more of it.
All right, there are the views of Keith Andrews, and we'll be keeping you right up to date throughout the second half. And then once the match is over, we'll be back reflecting on this match and, of course, looking ahead to the big qualifier against Germany on Tuesday night.